Although few musicians are as identified with Texas as the late Doug Somm, he also spent 5 years in exile in California, where rock historian Ed Ward got to know him. Ed takes a look at this period, in which he says Somm and his band, the Sir Douglas Quintet, did some of their most lasting work.
When there is nothing left to say, and all the clouds have faded away, and my mind
Doug Somm was doing just fine as 1966 started, with two hit records with the Sir Douglas Quintet under his belt and as much work as he could handle. But it all came crashing down at the Corpus Christi airport when he was busted for pot. Fortunately, he had a good lawyer and a parole officer who let him serve his sentence in California, and within months, Doug joined the Texas diaspora to San Francisco. He'd been preceded by a lot of other folks. Chet Helms, who'd started the Family Dog concert promotion business. Bob Simmons, who was helping longtime San Francisco DJ Tom Donahue start underground FM radio. Cartoonist Gilbert Shelton and numerous musicians, including Janis Joplin. Doug felt at home and, with a new record deal in hand, set about assembling some musicians to help him make a record. As always, Doug had huge ambitions and put together a big band with horns to help him realize them. In reality, they weren't too different from the rhythm and blues bands he'd played with as a teenager in San Antonio.
You never get too big, you sure don't get too heavy. Don't have to stop breathing, lose some time here. You never get too big, you sure don't get too heavy.
He called them the Honky Blues Band, and the music they played wasn't exactly what San Francisco was used to hearing in 1968. He did, however, manage to write one psychedelic gem, very much part of the time and place.
The song of everything has something for somebody. The song of everything has something for somebody. Spend my life in ecstasies underneath the redwood trees. It knocks you to your knees when you're there breathing. It's big sail if you're there, and you know it's the sea.
Although Rolling Stone compared it to finding a cheeseburger in your medicine cabinet, the Honky Blues album sank like a stone. The record company wanted another album, and Doug reunited the quintet in the Bay Area. With Augie Meyer's fabled organ back in the sound, Doug found another groove, one which produced a masterpiece.
Sir Douglas Quintet is back. We'd like to thank all of our beautiful friends all over the country for all the beautiful vibrations. We love you.
Teeny bopper, my teeny love, I caught your wing last night and she's my final one. You're such a groove.
Mendocino was also a huge hit in Europe, which gave the quintet a new audience. Furthermore, the album was devastating, filled with Doug's homesickness and heartbreak.
I left my home in Texas, headed for the Frisco Bay. Counted a lot of hard times through changes all the way. I'm up here.
As usual, Doug was going a mile a minute, and he rushed the quintet back into the studio to record another album immediately. Together After Five wasn't a success, despite reuniting the quintet with Huey Moe, their original producer. Late in 1970, he moved to Prunedale, a tiny village near Monterey, right smack in the middle of the United Farm Workers Union's dispute with the lettuce farmers. There, he discovered and produced a remarkable band called Louie and the Lovers, which sounded like a Chicano, California version of the quintet. But in 1971, things in Texas mellowed out, and Doug left California for Austin. There, he'd produce more great music, although he'd never again have the commercial success he'd had with Mendocino.
Ed Ward lives in Berlin. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer is Julian Hertzfeld. Dorothy Ferriby is our administrative assistant. WHYY's radio engineering supervisor is Joyce Lieberman. Sue Spolin directed the show. I'm Terry Gross.
If you really